We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Steve Goldie Goldstein. We'll be on the television preseason call for the Miami Dolphins Saturday night with Jason Taylor, Kim Bocamper. Goldie, good morning from Tampa. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Chilling here in Tampa, just waiting for this game to be played.
Hey, Gold, by the way, before I get to anything, CBS game promos are fantastic. They did a real nice job. Did you get anything get back to you? Anybody in the family see it? They're nice for the game.
Well, look, when you got two good-looking bald guys like myself and 99 Joe, how could the promo,
you know what?
Look good?
By the way, great point right there. Know. All right, let's roll right. After that one, I deserve that.
Except,
you're right.
Except, Joe, one of them's in the Hall of Fame. That's the only difference.
one of them's worldwide famous. Yeah, who's that? Right.
It ain't the guy you're talking to. It ain't the guy you're talking to.
Yeah, no. He's good for business. I get that. There's no question about it. Hey, Gold, real quickly, randomly. You worried about this Mike Gesicki stuff and lack of targets in practice, or it's too early, wait till game plan's put out, or is there going to be enough footballs to go around to get this guy involved, and were they trusting blocking and being a regular tight end?
Well, to me, probably, Joe, that's probably what they're trying to figure out. You know, can he get the blocking up to where it needs to be in this Mike McDaniel, you know, scheme and this offense that he wants to run, because they already know the other part. You know, my opinion is they know what he can do as far as catching the ball. The question is, how much is he going to be able to block and get up to snuff? It's something he's never really been asked to do before. So it's not even like it's Gesicki's fault. You know, the other thing is, you know, you got a lot of weapons, and, you know, it's not going to be like last year was Gesicki, Waddle, or, you know, you don't score and you don't move the ball. That's not really the case anymore. You know, they're going to be using Edmonds out of the backfield and Mostert. And, of course, you have Tyreek and you sign Cedric Wilson. You basically have a whole new receiving core. So I wouldn't say worried about it. I just think it's going to be something to monitor and look as how it goes along, because, you know, the way McDaniel runs this out, like, there could be weeks. If you look at Kittle out in San Francisco, there's games he'll go like 9 for 100, and then he'll go 2 weeks and catch like 3 passes each game, because that's just what the scheme and what the defense gives you. So it could be the same situation here. People may be a little bit surprised if his number of receptions is down. Yeah.
Goldie, let's go to the offensive line real quickly. Austin Jackson's been the topic of conversation since drafted, now at right tackle. And last year in the joint practice, did not do very well. And now it looks like he's kind of moving up a little bit on there, or playing better footwork, hand placement. You read about it. It's all better. What have you seen from Austin Jackson in these last couple days in these joint practices?
He seemed okay. The whole line to me seemed okay. I don't know if he's just trying to pump him up, but Teron Armstead yesterday, you know, after the practice, spoke to the media and was asked, you know, hey, anybody jump out at you? And he mentioned Jackson and Hunt as the two guys that did pretty well as the 2 days, you know, progressed. And as you guys know, the Bucs have some pretty good pass rushers. So they got a pretty good test against some guys that could play. I just see a guy that's a lot happier, and I see that across the board on that offense. I think, you know, having 5 linemen together since the OTAs and sticking with them and the coaching staff showing confidence in them, I think just makes a really big difference, as opposed to the past where guys were moving all over the place and playing multiple positions and no one really knew who was coming and going. And, you know, you ask Austin Jackson, he'll tell you he's a tackle. You know, he wants to play tackle. That's his spot. So the one thing they're doing is we'll see how these guys go on September 11th against the Patriots. That'll be the real test. But the one thing is, you know, it's on them and their talent. Like, there's not going to be any excuses about coaching or continuity or anything like that. Like, they're giving them every chance to succeed.
Gold, I got to tell you, this Saturday night's going to be big for a lot of guys on the game you're going to be calling, but is it going to be – I can't imagine anything being bigger than Trill Williams and Noah Igbinoghene trying to grab that fourth position. And, by the way, I think Keon Crossan's playing better than both of them right now, but I think they want one of those two young guys to grab that fourth position, which at some point those guys are going to have to play and even maybe even start if one of those three other guys get hurt.
I think it's some people overlook Joe. Byron Jones hopefully is ready for week one. Remember last year in the middle of the year, both Jones and X were still playing, but they were both banged up. So depth at that corner position, I think, is huge. I'll say this, and we know Nick Needham's already got that third spot, so you go down to the fourth. To me, and even the last couple of days, Trill Williams has outplayed Igbinoghene. I mean, it doesn't matter now, you know, that one wasn't drafted and one was a first-round pick. That's out the window. Right. You know, that's meaningless now. It's years later. You know, they picked on Igbinoghene a little bit, you know, when Brady was out there on the first day. And Crossan has been really good. You know, he came in, everyone thought, hey, he's a good special teamer. You know, he's been around, won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, and he's been excellent. So, yeah, you know, right now, if you gave me a choice, I mean, the way it looks, you know, and obviously there's a ways to go. You know, you're going Crossan, Williams, Igbinoghene as far as how they're playing and in that order specifically.
So I want to ask you a tight end here real quickly, and this has to do partially to the preseason. I think Tanner Connor's caught more footballs than all the other tight ends together, whether it's practice or these practices they've just done to this point, 11-on-11, 1-on-1, 7-on-7. And yet, no matter how well he plays, because he may end up having – you may be talking a ton about the kid out of Idaho State here tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Do they have a position for him outside of practice squad if he just continues to tear it up the way he has?
And he had another long one yesterday. I don't know, Joe. It's fascinating. If those design plays just happen to be called or they open up when he is on the field for his reps – because you're right, you know, you don't really see Gesicki a little bit yesterday. You know, he had a couple of passes, a nice catch in the end zone for a touchdown. So they got him involved yesterday. But the other guys, and now that they got Adam Shaheen back because he failed the physical, the other guys, you don't really see them throw the ball too much to him. Hey, I think when a new coaching staff comes in, and especially when it's a creative guy like this guy is, I'm not going to automatically say he's only a practice squatter. Like these guys, you know, like McDaniel, they find guys that are their guys. He wasn't here in the past with any of these other tight ends. You know, McDaniel wasn't involved in drafting Hunter Long. So I'm not going to automatically say there's no chance that Tanner Connor, who, by the way, can really run. You know, he ran track in college, too. He can fly.
He looks like it running down the middle. You're like, holy smokes, just a weird number.
He can move. So if it was an established coaching staff, I'd say, yeah, you're probably right. But with a new coaching staff, I get the feeling whoever this guy thinks can produce for him, he's going to get out there, and, you know, that'll be up to Chris Greer to figure out how to move guys around, because you're right, they got a ton of guys, and especially now that Shaheen is back. They thought they lost one. Now that he's back, of course, they could just IR him or something like that, but he's an interesting case. Yeah, and we'll see how much. You're right, he's probably going to play a ton tomorrow night. I agree with that. Him and Skylar Thompson, I expect to play a ton.
Goldie, I hope you don't see it in the newspapers. I hope you don't see it at any of the practices. I hope we don't see it Saturday night. Snapping issues with the center and have that be a topic of conversation. It just seems like something that we'd be talking about if we're talking about your kids' flag football team and not the NFL team right now. But we are with Connor Williams and now Michael Dieter coming back off injury and getting in there a little bit. This is not something we're going to have to worry about, is it?
Well, you know, look, first of all, the snaps, and funny how McDaniel puts the positive on it. He goes, well, if you're pointing out, you know, a few snaps here and there, that means 99% of them are good. So I'm not worried about it. You know, obviously snaps are something everybody expects it to be good, like literally 100% of the time, like never a bad one. They haven't been wild where they go by the quarterback. So they've been a little high, low. You know, McDaniel seems pretty calm and confident that this guy, you know, is going to get it, you know, that he's doing everything well. He's got all the, you know, he went through a long explanation of what you need to play center in the NFL. Usually coaches don't bother, you know, with that. They just brush it off. He actually explained why Connor Williams, why they thought, by the way, after 1 week of having this guy in the offseason program, they thought this guy can play center for us. Let's move him. So they're going to stick with it and assume that over time, you know, the errant snaps just become fewer and fewer. As far as Dieter, I think it came to crunch time. And, Joe, you know this. You can't sit out that long in training camp. I think he just got himself out there. I don't know how healthy he is, but he probably figured, hey, I better get myself back on the field now because, you know, the games are coming.
Yeah, no question about that. I totally agree with that. So, Solomon Kinley, everybody keeps talking about his weight and stuff. Like, there's no way he can be that stupid and have this weight problem for a couple years. But whatever it is, Woody, man, Goldie, I don't think he can play. I think he's in trouble.
It sure looks that way. I mean, honestly, by the way, the depth on the offensive line hasn't been great. You know, they got to find some guys, and you're hoping that he would be one of the eight, you know, the nine guys, whatever it is that they keep. But you're right. You see it out there, man. And in this offense, you know, they want to kind of go, you know, laterally along the line in this scheme. And, you know,
that's
it's a wide zone
thing.
And
yep.
you need the athleticism. You know, you got to be able to get out of there. So I hate to put too much on these practices all the time, you know, you don't know what they're working on and things like that. But, yeah, he's got to start showing something. Or a guy a couple of years ago that we, you know, a lot of fans figured, hey, this guy could be a main piece of the offensive line, may not be.
Interesting stuff there. Solomon Kinley, what a weird story since the day he came in here till now.
I just hope it's not Wade. I hope can't play. The Wade thing, there's just no excuse.
No, not an excuse. Skylar Thompson touchdowns. You ready to call a whole bunch of them? Hopefully Saturday night. I feel like we're going to see a lot of him. Yeah.
You know, he's pretty interesting. We know he's not going to be, you know, the starter or the backup.
Right.
Okay, unless there's injury. But you know, he looks pretty good for a seventh round draft pick. I mean, he zips that ball around there. You know, he's got a lot of experience. He played 5 years of college, so I'm guessing. And he played, by the way, a ton yesterday in the, you know, in the 11-on-11 with the Buccaneers. He was out there most of the time. So, yes, I'm expecting a heavy dose of him and some of those depth receivers. You know, that's going to be interesting to look at, like who's going to get those extra receiver spots. You know, guys like Preston Williams and Lynn Bowden really haven't done much in camp. You know, do they get chances? Or does Mike McDaniel kind of just want to go with these, you know, these younger guys that are just entering the league that don't have any habits, and he can kind of mold them into what he wants to be? And, by the way, Wes Welker, man, what a great add to this coaching staff. I mean, he was out there the last couple of days barking at guys and yelling at guys and just intense. I think these young receivers have a real good chance to have success, partially because Wes is coaching them.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just hit it. Skylar Thompson, if he's got any time to throw the football, he ought to be excited. The group of guys that, I mean, like you said, it could be Ezekama, it could be Braylon Sanders, and then Tanner Connor. If that's what you have to work with, along with the guys you mentioned that have been on this team, you got a chance to be successful. You got a chance to make some big plays, again, if you have time to throw.
They're giving them a legitimate chance. And, you know, seventh-round pick. Look, the reason they, you know, most of the time you use a seventh-round pick is because you don't want to compete with other teams for a guy as an undrafted free agent. So, you know, obviously someone with the Dolphins saw something they liked enough in him to say, hey, let's bring him in. And, you know, they give him a lot of chance in practice. And, you know, he looks the part. Let's say that. You know, it's early. It's training camp. But he looks like he's got a chance to be, you know, a decent developmental guy for a team.
Hey, Gold, have you guys gone over your production stuff on guys you're going to focus on? I know we got four draft picks, and they're all going to be playing a lot of football tomorrow night. What are your thoughts, if you could share with us some of the stuff that you guys are going to focus on CBS?
It's funny, dude, because if this radio thing doesn't work out, Joe, you could always be a producer. A lot of it, honestly, is the stuff you brought up. It's that cornerback. You know, I think that's going to be pretty fascinating. That's not going to be like a long shot. Like a couple of those guys need to make this team, whether it's Noah Igbinoghene or Trill Williams. So
right.
I think the cornerback is something we're going to look at. All the draft picks. I mean, obviously they're limited, and the first pick was in the third round. And, you know, hey, it's a big game for Channing Tindall, right? He hasn't done much in training camp. So big game for him. We talked about that a little bit. And the offensive line, really.
Right.
And also the other thing is some of the guys that Mike McDaniel brought, you know, from San Francisco. You know, you got Mostert. I don't know if he's going to play at all, but Craycraft and Sherfield, there are a couple of receivers that were with him in San Francisco, and he brought them over. You know, do they get a little bit of an extra look because they know the offense and, you know, they know the way McDaniel runs and the terminology and all that. So those were a few of the things that we discussed. We'll probably talk a little bit more once we get a better idea of just how many guys are not going to play. Right. I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty big, unfortunately for us and everybody watching, it's going to be a pretty big number. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the veterans maybe get a series next week at home against the Raiders. I'm thinking a lot of these veterans are going to sit it out tomorrow.
Yeah, only team going to play their guys are the New York Giants. That's it, Goldie. Don't you?
<That's it. laughs> They have to.
Oh, Goldie.
Goldie, thanks, my man. Have a good call on Saturday.
We'll see you in a couple hours up there, bud.
All right, fellas. Have a good weekend, Joe. See you over here. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.